Last week, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services announced that the Ozark Hellbender, one of the world's largest salamanders, has been designated as federally endangered. Ozark Hellbenders can grow up to 2 feet in length, are dark green with black mottling, and have large flat heads with tiny white eyes. Their range extends from the White River system in southern Missouri into northern Arkansas on the 11 Point River in Randolph County. 6 rivers have them in Missouri. They've declined an estimated 75% since the 1980s. The remaining 590 in the wild now face extinction. Kelly Irvin, a herpetologist with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, studies Ozark hellbenders, which are aquatic.
And they hide out under large flat rocks in fast-flowing waters where they spend the day and come out at night to forage for crayfish and small fishes.
Irvin says disease, physical abnormalities, and reproduction problems traced to degraded water quality threaten the salamander.
But I'd turn to this as an indicator of declining conditions in our environment. I tell the fishermen up on the last remaining river that we have them in here in Arkansas, that as the hellbender goes, so goes the quality of your fisheries.
The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission will receive more federal money to help conserve Ozark hellbenders because of the new designation. International trade of the valuable salamander, which is illegal, will also be monitored. Congress has set up the Federal Budget Super Committee, officially called the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, to oversee $1.5 trillion in cuts by the end of next month. Arkansas's junior senator John Boozman says he would like to see significant cuts, but indicated he might support increased revenues from corporations.
We all agree that some of the major corporations like GE that are making billions of dollars, they need to be paying some taxes. So we need to get rid of some loopholes and do some things like that. My constituents, what the people of Arkansas tell me is they want something that's fair, they want something simple, and hopefully it will make us more competitive selling our products overseas.
Once the Super Committee is done working on the budget, Congress will have about a month to decide whether to accept or reject the proposal, putting the final decision time just a few days before Christmas. Law enforcement agencies across the state are preparing to hold their third Drug Take-Back Initiative, which collects unused or expired medications to be safely disposed of. Governor Mike Beebe spoke about its importance on this weekend's weekly radio address.
Too many people get rid of old medications by flushing them or throwing them out with the garbage. Proper disposal of prescription drugs reduces the chance of accidental ingestion by young children or the contamination of our water supply. Some of the active chemicals found in drugs cannot be removed by wastewater treatment facilities. Chemicals that remain in the water can harm fish and other wildlife and can even be found in the drinking water supply.
The Drug Take Back Initiative will be held at the end of the month on October 29th at locations throughout the state. You can find one near you online at artakeback.org. The 2011 Free Electronic Recycling NWA is being organized by Washington County Environmental Affairs and Recycling for residents, nonprofits, schools, and businesses of Northwest Arkansas between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. tomorrow and on Wednesday at Harvest Ballpark in Springdale. Robin Reed, director of Washington County Environmental Affairs and Recycling, says the event is open to anyone who wants to dispose of their electronic items properly.
Yeah, we are accepting old televisions, computers, game systems, satellites, DVD players, old radios, cell phones, anything electronic, microwaves. Normally these items, except for cell phones, are $5 each to recycle. So, and it's a great, easy opportunity to get rid of items that people have sitting around their house that they're not really sure what to do with.
According to Robin, the event is an effective way to collect unwanted electronic waste as well as to raise awareness regarding the importance of proper disposal of electronic items.
Electronics have a lot of flame retardants and a lot of toxic items in them, such as lead and cadmium. And so we want to be sure and keep that out of our waterways. Also, a lot of landfills are have banned electronics from their landfills, so that's not an option to get rid of them. So the best option is to have them recycled.
Participants can enter our West Ballpark through the entrance off of South 56th Street. No identification is required. For information or questions, call 444-1725.